Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rodney Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Alex Trevino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromartie moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trevino fields it and throws to home to get Cromartie. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norman. Perez reaches second base with a double. Norman throws the ball into Trevino, who tags Perez trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dawson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stearns for the out. Maddox moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mozilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to second. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norman moves to second. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to third for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cromartie strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norman. Cash reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norman. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimsley hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino strikes out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Cash steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a line drive towards first. Mazzilli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott bunts towards first. Mazzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimsley strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mozilli scores. Stearns moves to second. It's 2-1, Expos. Stan Bonson now pitching. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Alex Trevino. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Dan Norman. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Richie Hebner now playing third base. Lee Mozilli now playing center field. Elliot Maddox now playing right. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards second. Flynn fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Tavares covering. It's a double play. Perez scores. It's 3-1, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Craig Swan. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doc Ellis now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mozilli moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Mozilli moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Woody Fryman now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 4 in the game. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner has Cash trapped. There's the throw to Stearns and back to Hebner, who tags Cash for the out. Dawson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flynn is called out on strikes. One out. Kelvin Chapman pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 4 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.